Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got an excellent show for you guys this week. We're going to sit down and talk about some of the news of the week. But first, we got to pay some bills. Well, I want you guys to go to the home for all things revolving around Just Talk with Sam podcast. That is SamShowNation.com. Yes, SamShowNation.com. Everything that you need right there revolving around Just Talk with Sam podcast. Right there on the homepage and current promotions page, you can hit the donate button. Yes, we encourage you to hit the donate button because it gives right back into this podcast, make it a bigger, better, badder podcast. Give whatever makes you feel like a good person right there on the homepage and current promotions page. It is the third best way to help out this podcast. Speaking of the podcast, you can always go to the Sam Show Nation store. Go to SamShowNation.com and hit that store link. You can get all your swag related to the Just Talking with Sam podcast right there, whether that be t-shirts, whether that be hats, whether that be stickers, whatever you need to do to show your love for the Just Talk with Sam podcast is right there at just SamShowNation.com. Click that store link. By doing that, you can show the world of the podcast that you love. Speaking of the podcast, you can always go to SamShowNation.com, click that podcast link. By hitting the podcast, you can catch up on all your favorite episodes of the Just Talk with Sam podcast. But we're also on other podcast providers. Right there, we're also on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, good old RSS, and iTunes. However you listen to iTunes, however you listen to podcasts, we should be there. But speaking of iTunes, since they're so special, you can always leave a review and 5-star rating right there on the podcast page. By doing that, you guys are able to leave, just tell us what you think. We love the feedback of the podcast, and you can, tell us what you like, tell us what you didn't like. The best way to help out this podcast, to help us get better, and quite honestly, tell a friend. Yeah, I'm a little excited about this podcast, and I'm a little speeding through, some stuff I'm supposed to read here, but we got a few sponsors this week, and I want to give a shout out to the sponsors. The first sponsors is the good folks at MLBShop.com. Yes, giving a big shout out to your World Series champions, the Houston Astros. You can go to SamShowNation.com. You can click the current promotions link. And by doing that, one day only, you can save 25% off with free shipping on anything you order. Hey, maybe your team didn't win. I misspoke. I want to say free shipping on any U.S. orders over $30. Maybe your team didn't win. Maybe you do love the Houston Astros. You got to cover whatever you get that's over $30 at checkout. You want to put 30FS for free shipping on any order over $30. You can celebrate the world champions, the Houston Astros, by going to SamShowNation.com, clicking that link, and get everything that you need to rep your team or the World Series champions, the Houston Astros. And you can also get Parade of Champions gear. The parade was just the other day, but you can have the memorabilia as if you were there in person, or if you were there in person, you just want to relive it. They got it for everybody, whether that be guys, girls, kids, big and tall. You get all of the championship memorabilia. They have flags and banners. They have glasswares. You can get the DVD and Blu-ray of your world champions. And for a limited time, you get it with free shipping with any order over $30. Put in the offer code 30FS at checkout. It was a hell of a MLB season. I can't wait for next year. So go ahead, go to SamShowNation.com, click the MLBShop.com link, and shop as you normally would. Next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. Yes, Walmart is introducing their free pickup discount. You can order online, pick up at the store, and save even more. Look, who are we kidding? The holidays are right around the corner, and you may need to visit Walmart. It's just a fact. You may need to do that. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart pickup discount link, and you can order right from the safety of your own home, and you can avoid the winter and late fall weather, and you can get what you need. You can pick up there right there at the store and get a pickup discount. You can order online, pick up at the store, save a couple of bucks. You're going to be doing this. You need to save time. You need to save whatever you need to get, whether that be getting ready for Thanksgiving or you're going for the big boy, and that is Christmas, getting those for the opening act for holiday specials. You can get those early access right now. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link and shop as you normally would and get your pickup discount. Go ahead, Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com. Get your pickup discount. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, you heard me. Amazon.com, they have everything from A to Z. You can get ready. You can do everything that you need at Amazon, especially with Prime. Fast free shipping on over 50 million eligible items. I speak in no hyperbole. I literally mean over 50 million items is available for Prime. Maybe you want to catch up on some video, maybe you want to catch up on some music, they got you covered right there. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Amazon banner on the homepage and current promotions page. They have everything from A to Z. Look, Black Friday is coming. They have the countdown to Black Friday deals week. You want to get on top of that because, well, why not be early? You don't want to be late. Go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon banner. You can also shop Oprah's favorite things. You can get different tech gifts. You can listen to the new Sam Smith album. You can do all of that at Amazon.com. The best way to do it is go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon banner, shop as you normally would. They have everything from A to Z. So that's pretty much what I got for right now. We're going to reset these mics. And Tasha's going to jump on his mic and we'll jump into this podcast. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it. I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
If you're on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
All right, we are back. We are back here in the New York groove. We got
New York
in the Detroit groove. It's a song, you know.
Fine, but you need to change that to Detroit.
We're back in the Detroit. Well, you can do it. You're the Detroit groove. We're back. Either way, my whole thing is we are back.
Yes, I am back.
Tasha's back, and we've been sit out.
Sam and Tasha.
Yeah, we're not doing that
podcast.
Shit. Look, man, I got a lot of stress on me. Let's just jump right into this. Just give everybody an update with the Fantasy Football League known as D League.
I'm still 7-1.
You are 6-2. And y'all motherfuckers are trying to twist my beer cap. I am tired of people coming for me. Okay, I understand. I talk.
What are we supposed to do?
No.
Are we supposed to just let you in?
Let me explain why.
Please explain.
As of the recording of this podcast, I am in dire straits.
That's your fault.
Shady. It is in the middle of a bipocalypse.
They had a very
no, no, no. Let's
game.
Start there. Let's start at the bipocalypse. No Brady.
No Brady.
No. Just my team is dismantled.
Tell me about it. I don't have my top scorer this
So
week.
I got Carson Wentz. Who has been doing the
same thing. They're like me, Tasha, a.k.a. the Eagles. So we're both 7-1.
Meanwhile, and I got Zach Ertz. So it's going to be Ertz, Wentz, and Fire. And then Thursday, Shady McCoy proceeded
LeSean
to shit the bed. And I needed him.
He just fell asleep.
No, just
like he didn't give me the Mike Evans. Like, you know, like for the last couple of weeks, Mike Evans been giving me heart attack games, meaning that he would get like 2-3 points in the first three quarters of the game, and then the last quarter he gets a TD and a bunch of yards, and he meets his projected.
I'm sorry, you are getting no sympathy from me, man.
Or the fact that I do not have Melvin Gordon this week.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But I have Chris Thompson, and I'm trusting Buck Allen.
Motherfucker, you got Chris Thompson, Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. With no offensive line.
What is my other choice? Bilal Powell?
Honestly, Bilal Powell tore some shit up.
No, he didn't.
Well, it was very...
No, he didn't.
It was very deceiving. If you watch the game versus your fantasy score, yeah, I understand that. But now, my only solace going into this week, hey, at least I ain't got to deal with Zeke. And now...
You do have to deal with Zeke, unfortunately.
Zeke's in, he's out, he's in again.
They playing straight up double dutch with Zeke's life right now, and it's interesting.
And it's
watch.
Fucking up my fantasy progress.
And he was on Snapchat making snaps of him pulling up to the practice facility.
Hey,
better late than never.
Let me explain something about the Zeke Elliott case. This is... I thought this was going to be a thing that we had to deal with early on in the year, get it out of the way, and Zeke could be back in time for playoffs. Then it turned into like, alright, well, maybe he isn't serving. Now it is a breaking news minute by minute thing. It can change by tomorrow.
He should be broken legal fees because
his lawyer is the real MVP.
God damn.
This year, fuck Carson Wentz, fuck Deshaun Watson. Oh, hey. Nothing against Deshaun Watson. Hey, man, speedy recovery, come back soon.
Injunction,
but his
injunction.
Lawyer is the real MVP of this season.
Yeah, his pocket's going to say it.
But,
is it a team lawyer or is it his personal?
It's just him. Same dude representing him, representing Brady in the Deflategate. But even Brady, with Brady, it didn't go like
time.
This.
Brady served his time. So, if we count, how many games has Zeke set out this season? It's been like, what, one or two?
No!
He has set out a game.
No, he hasn't. He just didn't do shit. They got their ass kicked and decided to... He has yet to serve his sentence.
Just serve your sentence.
Not now? Fuck it. You know, it caught us by the edge of the seat. I would be mad as fuck.
I would have just did it and get it over with so they'd leave me alone.
You know who I feel for?
Because if he just would have did it, He would be done by now.
But
I'm not saying take the guilty plea, but they are suspending you off some stuff that happened from a lie, a chick that's basically lying on you. And I get you fighting for your innocence because you didn't do it, apparently. I don't know if you did or didn't. I wasn't there. But apparently, you got a white girl that just likes rough sex.
Hey, I know we in a
field. And they bruise easily, so Zeke, get you a black girl.
Hey, I know we NFL heavy at the start of this podcast, and there's some people who probably not down with the league. We will jump into other sports, and we will jump into news stories. But one thing I want to do, hey.
Do you really want to jump into the NBA right now?
Just for a hot second.
All right.
I want to give a quick shout out, and this is, hey, I said to Deshaun Watson, man, get healed soon. You have caused people a lot of fantasy strife. Yeah. A lot of good times and a lot of bad times with that guy. Yeah, but on a real level, on a real life level, that's fucked up, man.
Practice, you wouldn't even doing nothing, though. In practice until your whole ACL.
We talk about fantasy, but in his real life, man. He went through it before. Speedy recovery. Come back strong. Come back healthy soon.
But here's the thing.
Here's another dude I'm just going to step aside real quick because anyone who's listening to this podcast know with the exception of Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Mm. I do not give a fuck about Chicago sports. With the exception of the greatest basketball player ever.
Lies.
I don't give...
His name is LeBron.
I love my cousin Nene. I love my Aunt Phyllis. I love my Uncle Ike. My Chicago family, who may or may not be listening to this podcast right now.
We never know unless they tell us.
But when it come down to Chicago sports, I pretend like I don't fucking know them. Outside of Michael Jeffrey Jordan, the greatest basketball player who ever played a game of basketball. Fuck the Blackhawks. Fuck the White Sox. Fuck the Cubs. The Bears. The current day Bulls, all of them. But I want to give a special shout out to my man Zach Miller, because Zach Miller did hands down the most athletic thing I've seen someone do. He scored the touchdown, broke his leg during the touchdown.
That's when the leg went that way.
Yes, and still held the ball for the touchdown, and then these no good refs said that was not a catch. How the fuck wasn't it? I watched this over and over again, and I wish him a speedy recovery. He's done for the year, but injury like that is so scary, because that was career threatening, because when you hyperextend your leg and it goes the other way, it fucks with your artery. They had to make a decision to cut off his leg. They did not cut off the leg, but they was able to save the vein in order to save the leg. He's clearly out for the rest of the year, but the no good refs
still said no.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Like, even if he didn't hurt himself, that was still a catch. That is literally insult to injury. So, Zach Miller, get well soon. You don't have to play him anymore, because Rome, that was his tight end.
Yep.
That shit. That was something else, man. So, with that said, in the sports world, let's just jump into the news. I want to give a quick shout out to the Houston Astros. That was cool. Hey, it is what it is. Bittersweet moment.
Oh, they got married this weekend.
I bet he got one ring. She get one too.
Verlander and Kate Upton. Yeah, they got married.
Hell yeah. He got his ring. I guess she got one. Speaking of sports news, it was bittersweet. If you're a Detroit Tigers fan, yeah, you want to see Verlander get a ring, but goddamn, man.
Just not with us. He had the opportunity.
It was bittersweet.
2 years ago.
I'm still.
What year did we go to the World Series?
It was close, but we got our ass handed to us in the World Series.
That's when we still had Leland, right?
Man, that was the show. After that, Leland was like, go fuck yourself. I am out of here.
He still worked for the organization, don't he?
No, he dipped.
I thought he'd like do the office in somewhere in office.
No, ma'am. Oh, okay. He got the fuck out. All right, so let's just jump into, and since we doing with sports news, we'll start off with this. Yes, we have to talk about basketball, so we have to talk about LeBron, aka
the best player to ever play the game.
But we're not going to talk about LeBron straight up. We'll talk about his best friend, D Wade, aka the Netty and Sealy of the goddamn NBA, the Best Friends for Life Club. Handshake aficionados. Gabrielle Union made it real plain that her sex life revolves around the NBA schedule with, you guessed it, D Wade. Why? Because of LeBron.
Good boy.
All right, look. With the 2017 NBA season underway, is underfoot, you know. Gabrielle Union and husband Dwayne Wade has planned pillow talk accordingly. During her last Wednesday, she was on Bravo's What Happens Now with Andy Cohen. What's up, Andy? I like Andy Cohen, but I just cannot watch that show.
Yeah, that show is not for you.
And she's going with the, she's on a book tour that we're going to need more wine. She was on there, and I got to get my man Rappaport book. Shout out, Mike Rapp.
I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch of MFs and Fers in there.
He need to do this podcast. We've been in talks. It just didn't happen. But either way, back to Gabrielle Union. I mean, she pretty much said, like, she has to space it out between games. The sex. That's what we're talking about.
I feel her. I got to space the sex out between podcasts.
She was saying like...
You didn't catch that, did you?
I heard it, but I just act like that didn't happen. She said, like, during the summer break, Wade and Gabrielle Union really got down on the Greek getaway. They spent most of their time together in the off season. See, that's the good time. That's
like the Sahara.
That's when they active.
Oh.
In the off season. Pretty much from June. Who are we kidding? D-Wade. From April to October.
The shade. You know,
that's when they get down. But, like, D-Wade even kind of played with it. Like, y'all want to know what goes down in here? On Snapchat, like, and he showed a picture of the bedroom. He said, motherfucking sleep. We out. So that was last June he did that on Snapchat. And I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, here's why. It's something that most people learn from sports. Mm-hmm. I learned this lesson from Rocky III. Mm-hmm. You don't fuck because it gives you weak knees. And there was ever a person who need all the strength in his knees.
So D-Wade. Are you saying from personal experience, every time you've ejaculated, your knees went weak?
Not every time, but I know the theory. I don't.
But you're not about to go. We're on the full court.
Exactly. I'm not going to play full court basketball after. Yeah. So yeah, I get that. So I get it. I understand it.
I mean, you should feel okay. Here's the thing about sex. Like, you immediately want to go to sleep afterwards, but when you get up, you feel energized.
Yeah, you feel energized after the fact. Mm-hmm. So when is after the fact? So if I gotta go, I gotta run.
So basically, if you gotta play a game in seven, you shouldn't be doing it that fast.
There you go.
I get that.
I mean,
maybe so. I mean,
okay. All right, I want to say this right here. We gotta talk about what happened in the week. You know, Halloween was out. You know, took the kid trick or treating. Kid got out there.
The kids.
Yeah, mountain of candy.
Yeah.
And it was all good. It was all love. However, some people, one thing we discovered while trick or treating, that Burger King, the shadiest franchise of any food service out there. Burger King gave anybody a free Whopper. The only caveat, you had to wear a creepy clown costume poking fun at McDonald's. Shade tree.
It is shade tree.
And when you see the commercial, there's a fucking commercial for this too.
I'm gonna go.
Oh my god. Burger King go out of their way every year to do some shade tree shit to say fuck McDonald's. I love them for it.
It's been working.
I think they're excellent for it. But the shade tree of the shade tree, that was it, man. Here's a news story that's not a news story.
I was going to expound upon
that. Oh, please, go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, like, even, like, all the Halloween deals. And it's not, like, it's not about Burger King. It's just the Halloween deals. Okay, every year Chipotle does the $3 burrito thing. So you come dressed up as whatever Halloween costume. Last year it was come dressed up. It was last year's stipulations were a little more... You had to do a little more. This year, it's like rando people just put on pajamas, went in there. This one guy looked like he found a pirate hat up under his bed and went in there. It was just a very interesting sight. So, yeah, shout out to Chipotle. But the Burger King shade of it all. Wendy's is shady too, Sam. In case you haven't forgot. Yeah. I think, yeah. But, yes.
They ain't fucking with Burger King.
But, no, Wendy's is shady. But Wendy's is shady in signage and tweets.
See, if they tweet about it, I mean, anybody can be shady on Twitter. To base a fucking campaign on this shit, that's a whole new level.
Yeah, but it was Halloween night. It was cool. It was laid back. It was fun. We basically went on, what, two streets and got a bag of candy? So.
A little bit more or less,
hooray,
but yeah.
Hooray for Halloween.
But it was the, like...
One of my favorite holidays. And for you people that want to come, aren't you a Christian? Absolutely, I am. You celebrate Halloween? Absolutely, I do.
It's like you're trying to fight people at this point.
I'm not. No, people just have to say, oh, you shouldn't celebrate. That's one of my... I like to dress up. I like to do stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Can you say that with your Twitter address, please?
I'm not at a seance.
All right. All right, look. Let me put it like this. I didn't think I had to fight this fight in this podcast, but
no,
fuck
I
it.
No, you just had to let
No, I'm know. Just going to put it like this. I went out. If you're talking about Christian values and you're talking about this, that, and the third, I'm with that. But I will say this. I went out Halloween night with my family. Mm-hmm. We got candy. We met a lot of our neighbors that we didn't get a chance to meet. Mm-hmm. We hung out. We met up with friends that we don't necessarily get enough time to spend
Thanks
with each
Matt
other.
Thanks, Matt Lexa, for the Jell-O shots. Those were delicious. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to go right wing at this point. We did all of this. Mm-hmm. And we did not try to summon Satan at least once that evening.
Not at all.
We have not tried. We did not pay homage. I didn't try to sell my soul. It just, that's what it is. So, we went out. We had fun. And that's that. I'm going to move on to the next news story.
All right, go ahead.
That's not necessarily a news story. I'm just going to say a news story. It is not a news story, but somehow it is. You ready for this?
I'm listening.
O.J. Simpson,
oh God.
O. Holloway, in his Los Angeles residence,
oh Lord,
dressed like O.J. Simpson and passed out candy to the children
in
of
LA
his neighborhood.
Or Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Okay.
Now, when I say dressed like O.J. Simpson.
Football jersey?
He wore the Bills football jersey.
Okay.
Now, I say to you.
I love OJ.
I love OJ. This is not a news story, but it is a news story.
Like, OJ, so it's like he's so. It's, I don't want to say he's oblivious to stuff or aloof. It's just the irony.
OJ
is a walking irony moment.
Let me put this
God
down.
Dang it.
Let me put this down.
I almost knocked my wine.
Let me put this down. Every horror movie I've ever seen, it's about people. Trying to get away from the killer's house. Alleged killer.
Yeah.
Like I said, allegedly, because.
Now, if he would have wore the glove and the white button down.
We don't know. He did. He
that was injected.
Another irony I found out of this news story. That's not a news story. It shouldn't be a news story. My man was wearing a O.J. Simpson Buffalo Bills jersey.
As he should. That's his jersey.
Well, is it?
Didn't he
just serve 7 years for memorabilia? How do you have this jersey? You didn't think about that shit, did you?
He has more than one. He played college ball and in the NFL.
He has
a lot of memorabilia.
He has.
I'm pretty sure he has several Simpson Buffalo Bills jersey. I'm sure he has.
I know he got at least one. Like I said,
that's
this
like
is not
asking,
a new story.
That's like asking TB12. You got any of your jerseys?
Shit, he had to go to Mexico because somebody stole one of them.
And who got caught selling counterfeit?
Eli.
So come on now. Let OJ wear his own jersey. Did he wear the pads and everything?
Nah, just a regular jersey over.
Jesus, OJ.
Look, it's not a new story. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a news story, but it is a news story.
Because
if you keep digging, the news become newsier. Yes, the news. That should be the title of the show. The newsier news.
I mean.
Okay.
I'm not mad at OJ. I like OJ.
Want you to change the subject?
Yep, cool.
All right, let's just change the subject.
I'm cool.
All right, first of all, this got me hype. I think this is the only. This week, this got me the hypest. NERD. They're back.
No one ever really does.
Pharrell, Chad, the third black guy that no one knows.
Nigga, this ain't the black guy piece. Just two of them.
No. It was a third guy.
Who?
We don't know his name.
Nigga, this Pharrell and Chad, as far as I know. I don't count.
I don't give a shit.
I don't count the
NERD is back. And they have a new album coming out.
Can they sing She Won't?
This is real hip hop. This is not none of that mumble rap.
Was never really
Hey, goddammit. None of this mumble rap shit. Is none of this shit. None of this.
That's my song. I like Almost over now.
They are back.
Can they sing that for me?
And on this album, they have done songs with Rihanna.
Okay.
Yes.
Lil Uzi Vert?
They have done. No.
He got to be on the list.
He is not.
He was working with Pharrell, I think.
Now, here go the thing. They've done some Rihanna.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Kendrick Lamar.
Not mad at that.
And now this threw me for a loop, but hey, I fucks with him. You too.
Bono?
I fucks with you too. I am one of three black people that fucks with you too.
One of one.
Nah, I know.
I'm sorry, you and Mary J.
First of all, let me tell you something about Mary J. Blige. Just because you fuck with him doesn't give you the right to fuck up songs. No one has a mic with me at karaoke when I do U2's One. Or without, with or without you. I am a 4-time karaoke champion. One of those times, I've won with U2's With or Without You. And at the end of my set, someone brought out a fucking Irish flag. It draped over me. I left that evening at, if you are in the greater metropolitan, well, actually, that's a Detroit area, but Ypsilanti, Michigan, it is a bar called Sidetracks. My picture still may be on the wall with the Irish flag, and it says Black Irish, because I cracked that ass in 2004 with or Without You from U2. I probably can't hit those high notes anymore. But
you couldn't hit them then.
Hey, excuse me.
We was talking about you.
Excuse me. How many karaoke championships have you won? I got 4.
Your boy BK. I was talking to him. We were talking about Sam. He was saying, Sam can't sing, but Sam can't perform.
See? That's all it is.
Your boy said it about you.
He's right. They draped an Irish flag over me.
I need proof. I need a picture.
I'm sorry. I don't have a fucking time machine to bring you back to that moment. Here's what we'll do. We'll call Dre. Dre was there. And here's what Dre said. I can't believe that shit happened. And he's right. I couldn't believe it either. But, hey, I walked out. Read the goddamn room. But either way, back to NERD. I can't wait for this album. This album sounds like fire. I will buy this album. I am an NERD fan. Speaking of fans of shit that you're not a fan of, all right, look, it's getting real out here in these streets. Mm-hmm. We talked about NERD. I know what it spells. Let's just jump into some nerd news right now. It's getting real out here in these streets.
Uh-huh.
This year, mm-hmm. December 15th.
My birthday.
No one gives a shit about that.
My birthday.
Star Wars. My birthday. It's coming out. I will be in the building.
You going to see it the day before.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Not on my MF.
But Disney has just gotten. Disney know how much this movie is the shit. And now Disney has become super goddamn gangster.
How?
Here's what Disney did. Disney is laying down the goddamn law. For any theater. Disney now for Star Wars. Mm-hmm. They are giving riders out to theaters. Not the usual shit like, hey, don't bootleg our shit. Don't copy our shit. Don't stream our shit. A rider. Now, I'll explain with this rider. For you, theater A, B, or C, right?
Okay.
To play our movie, you have to agree to these terms. Not the usual shit. No bootlegging, no copying the DVD, none of that shit, right? Here go the terms. To play the Star Wars The Last Jedi, Disney will receive 65% of all ticket sale revenue from the film.
Hmm.
That's number one. A new benchmark for the Hollywood studio.
Okay.
Number two, Disney is also requiring theaters to show the movie in their largest auditorium for at least 4 weeks.
Ooh.
If you choose to ignore this term and violate them not showing this movie for 4 weeks in your largest auditorium, you will be charged an extra 5%, given the studio total of 70% of all ticket revenue from your theater. That is some gangster shit. No one can hear you.
You sound like you feel good about that.
It's gangster. You can't tell me that's not. For 4 weeks. Alright. December 15th is when this thing dropped. So
December 15th is my birthday. Dang it.
Stop. Okay. We get it. You were born on December 15th. Wow. But December 15th to January 15th, if a theater plays Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I apologize. The Last Jedi.
Oh, you thought you were.
I apologize. I apologize. Star Wars The Last Jedi. Not like The Force Awakens, where they just let you slide with this shit. You have to play it in your largest auditorium. So, like, if I'm a movie that comes out around that time,
mm-hmm.
I'm fucked. Because people, if Star Wars come out, if I'm a studio, you know what? Fuck this. We're going to come out next week. Fuck this. We're going to come out, you know, when the Star Wars hype die down. Or we're going to come out a week before this. Mm-hmm. You know? Nah. For a month, dog, at Christmas, that's when people go to the movies the most.
But you will not go on December 15th.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. We'll see. We'll see, man.
So you're just going to diss my whole birthday?
I will. I'll take the heat. I'll take the heat because this movie is fucking fire.
You can see the movie.
I will take the heat.
Today.
Huh?
You can see the movie the next day.
No, I can't, man.
Or you can see it at midnight when it comes out the day before.
No, I can't, man. You don't know my schedule like that, man.
I know your schedule pretty darn well.
That movie is so goddamn fire. When they start getting tough tone like that, that lets me know.
I'm gonna go see it with you.
Nah, hell no.
Why not?
I can't trust you, man.
You can.
You not down with the Force?
I watched the Force.
Okay, let's do this.
What?
A little bit more nerd news.
You're just gonna change the
subject? I sure am. Because you're not changing my mind, man.
I can go
a little bit more nerd news. Lion King. Yes. This week, they announced the cast of The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the live action Lion King that's coming out next year. Donald Glover is Simba. Seth Rollin and Billy Eichner is Pumbaa and Timon. That's smart. That is real smart. Billy Eichner will be a good ass Timon.
Hmm.
I didn't think about that. John Oliver is Zazu, wasn't he Zazu before?
John Oliver.
Either way,
if he is, it might be in a commercial. Not
Chiwetel
in the Lion Guard. But I'm not sure.
Chiwetel Ejiofor is Scar. Alfre Woodard is Simba's mama. Makes sense. John Kanai as Rafiki. Shout out, because, you know, Rafiki just passed. That was Benson.
Yeah.
Yeah. James Earl Jones is coming back as Mufasa. Rightfully so, because who the fuck is gone? Who's taking that spot?
Honestly, who could?
Who could take Mufasa?
I don't know the man's name. You got your tablet near you?
No. Off the top of the dome. You got to go to the top of the dome. No electronics needed.
A person that sounds exactly like, can sound exactly like James Earl Jones. Remember the gay guy from Soul Plane?
Get the fuck out of here.
He plays, you know, the voice in the background when Charles watches, I thought it was James Earl Jones.
Nope.
Charles watches a Special Agent also. The guy that's talking to them in the Paw Pilot thing. The Paw, whatever.
We'll see.
He sounds exactly. I thought it was James Earl Jones all this time, and I'm like, no, that's the guy from Soul Plane. I don't know his name, but that's who it is.
Beyonce.
She's Nala.
She's gonna be grown up Nala. You need to make that plain. There's a difference. Because look, I'm not shitting on Beyonce. I want to make this plain to the exec beehive. I want to do this.
Okay.
But just factual. This is factual. You go back. You can watch Lion King. Nala has more lines as a child than she did as an adult. That's all I'm getting at.
Okay.
I'm not knocking. I'm just saying. You have to say that. Now here go the thing. Eric Andre is Azizi.
Aziz.
Yeah. Remember from Lion King, man? Okay. Nothing? You don't remember that?
You may not be pronouncing the name right.
Kasaba, Florence Kasaba will play Shinzi, and Keegan-Michael Peay will play Kamari out of the Lion King. Now, this is late-breaking news. I don't know how factual this part is. Everything I just read was factual, okay. Right? Now, my man does not need a script to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I love him for this come up. This is the greatest come up ever.
Okay.
Designer will be Ed.
Panda.
From you know Ed, who Ed is in the Lion King, right?
Panda designer.
Yes, that designer.
Panda
will be Ed in the Lion King.
Okay.
He can totally pull that shit off.
Okay.
Do you know where it is?
You naming people, I have to look up a lot of people.
The hyena that can't stop laughing.
Oh, okay.
He can totally pull that shit off.
All right.
That's Lion King. Can't wait for it in 2019.
Me either. I'm excited.
Now, here go the thing.
When they say live action, they mean like actual lions?
They're going to do it how they did the Jungle Book. They're going to do it like where it's real people, but they do that CGI where it's
CGI animals.
Yeah, did you see how they did the Jungle Book?
Yes.
Yeah, the new one where...
Yeah, the little... Yeah. The animals. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
What's the other one? Planet of the Apes. Shit like that where... Okay. Yeah. Okay. It is live action, but it's not like... They're not having live lions.
I had to ask.
Yeah, alright. Now, here goes a story that I should have read 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we had guests on. And I didn't want to spoil that shit. And yeah, it is what it is. But this is when this happens. It is important that I talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my man Jordan Peele, you want to hug him. He's awesome. My man Crash... UCLA class,
mm-hmm.
and lectures the kids on the movie Get Out and the social ramifications of black and white community. Now if you skip that class, you feel like a bitch right now.
Wow, Sam.
But yeah, it's a few people who skipped that class because they just thought it was gonna be another class. He just jumped in. Jordan Peele crashed into the class. And he did a lecture called The Sunken Place.
Mm-hmm.
Racism, Survivor, and Black Horror. Anesthetic. All of this was based on the film Get Out. He did it two Thursdays ago.
Class.
Yeah.
The film.
He snuck in the back row.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, you know, due to our sources. We got sources out here. Okay, who are we kidding? Page Six.
Oh, thank you.
All right, he's
paid room.
Yeah, I know. He snuck it in the back row, and they were screening the frame. You know, they were screening the movie,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of like get a little taste of it or mm-hmm. whatever, you know. And then he jumped into class, and you know, sort of like, well, I know a person who could answer these questions. He jumped in, and then he jumped in. And he talked about what Sucking Place was. Now. Here go the shit. I watched Get Out a few times.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Now, here go the thing. Do you know what The Sunken Place really is? Like, everything in that movie represented something else.
The Sunken Place, no. I don't know what that represents, no.
During the Q&A section, Jordan Peele revealed that The Sunken Place in the film represented the prison industrial complex. Now, he explains that the entire system that is keeping us down... External and external,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, prison industrial complex, because you are literally in prison, but internal, you only can move so much, you can only see so much. And it apparently it got deep, so yeah, he said after that experience, he had such a good experience that he gonna just be popping up on campuses. Mm-hmm. So, kids, if you listen to this podcast, get your ass to class. Cause you don't know when Jordan Peele just going to pop in your class and do the shit. So, I mean, That was pretty cool.
Oh, I love to be in that class. Actually.
I know, man. I got a shit ton of
back
questions.
Back in college years, I don't know if he would have came to WC3, but that would have been nice.
No, he wouldn't, but I'm pretty sure he would have came to Eastern. Maybe.
Why would he come to Eastern and he could go to Michigan State?
Because Michigan State is 2 hours away.
I mean, U of M. I'm sorry, U of M.
Because U of M has horrible parking. Hey, man, shut up, man.
Oh, you talk about my school. I can't talk about your school?
No.
Okay.
Here it is. All right, look, we didn't drag this out a little bit long, and I know a lot of the dogs was waiting on this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's that special time of the Just Talk With Sam podcast, where we have a couple people sit their ass down.
Sit your ass down.
Yes! It is this week's Sit Your Ass Down. I have to remind y'all, this is not a time to belittle. This is not a time to shame. This is not a time to kick somebody when they're down. This is a time where we highlight when people may have overstepped, may have got lost in their own sauce, may have done too much, may have just earned the right to sit their ass down. Now, first story I want to kick out. This is hands down the epitome of sit your ass down. If there was a mascot for sit your ass down, this story would be it. Because I know we talked a little bit about the NFL in the beginning, but a lot of this week, fantasy side, the real side, this was the NFL trade deadline week.
Mm-hmm.
And the first sit your ass down go to the Cleveland Browns. Yes, the Cleveland Browns with the NFL trade line. And I'll tell you why they get this award.
Somewhere else for that one.
Let me explain why they get this. It's not even an award. It's an acknowledgement that you need to sit your ass down. Because Cleveland Browns, look, they the shy ain't Deshaun Watson. They the shy ain't doing good. You got rid of fucking Brock Osweiler. You are changing quarterbacks like you change your socks.
Mm-hmm.
It's the NFL trade deadline. For the grace of a good God, somehow you convinced the Cincinnati Bengals to give up AJ McLaren. Now, anyone who knows AJ McCollum, am I saying his name right? AJ, fuck it. Anyone who gives up AJ,
not Green.
No, but in Alabama, he was the shit. And when Andy Dalton got hurt, he was the shit for the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
He's someone for the future who will set your team up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great quarterback. He is the exception to the rule that Alabama, Roll Tide, what's up, T-Mac? I know you listening. That they don't just produce running backs. They don't just produce wide receivers. They don't just produce linemen. They produce quarterbacks, too. AJ is the shit. However, we have a healthy Andy Dalton. We're never going to see him play.
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland Browns, somehow, by the grace of God, convinced their own division rivals to give up a crown jewel of their organization. 5 minutes at 3:55 before the 4 p.m. trade deadline. But these motherfuckers, the Cleveland Browns, were so busy celebrating that they did not answer the phone to accept the trade before the deadline.
That's terrible.
Meaning, AJ stay in Cleveland, you don't get a quarterback. You have the worst of the two Deshauns. You have Deshaun Kaiser. And you will continue living your life as the shitty Cleveland Browns.
This is hands down. Look, I understand. There's some people who listen to me who not exactly down with sports. But let me break this down. You couldn't answer the phone because you was too busy celebrating on the thing that you don't have yet. If there was ever a sit your ass down, this may be the sit your ass down of the year. This is easily a front runner of sit your ass down of the year. Please, I like giving these to you when you try to save them.
I mean,
can you?
No, I'm not even going to try to. Here's the thing. You know you have important business. Why are you celebrating and the deal is not freaking inked? There's nothing to celebrate. I'm not about to. If I go out to buy a car, okay? If I go to the dealership, before I even do any financing paperwork, I'm telling people, I got a brand new 2018 Mercedes. Knowing that I have only test drove this car.
You ain't signed the paperwork.
I have not signed no paperwork. I haven't even got my financing information in. And I'm celebrating that I own this car, okay? Then I go back to the dealership.
Your credit messed up.
Ma'am, we can't approve you for this amount. We're going to have to put you in a nice PT Cruiser.
Kia Spectra.
Or you're just going to have to drive what you have. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't help you.
You celebrated too early. Nah, I got to delete all my celebrations.
Yes, you do.
Off Instagram.
All of that shit.
All my Snapchats. Cause
all of that shit.
That I told everybody I was going to get. You cannot. I'm not celebrating nothing until the ink is. Ink is. It can still be wet. But not if it's not on that paper, I'm not celebrating.
You didn't get no keys. You ain't got no keys.
I ain't got the keys. Mind you, I just test drove this car. I want the car. I've told everybody I got a new car. But my dumb butt celebrated prematurely. Premature.
Man.
What is it? I'm trying to think.
Premature celebration. That's what it is. So, to the entire Cleveland Browns organization, I gotta say it. Man, sit y'all ass down. Next one.
Can it get worse from here?
Oh, yeah. We still in the NFL vein. I think we had to talk about this, but he deserves it. Papa John's. What's his real name? John something.
John.
Whatever. We're not fact checking.
John Smith. John
the entire something. Papa John's franchise, get this.
He writes on every box.
Papa John's, the owner blames the sagging sales on the NFL anthem protests due to the league leadership. All right. Papa John's, let me break this shit down. I want to make this plain. You know what? When I was going through a financial crunch, I lived and died on Papa John's pizza. The reason I lived and died on Papa John's pizza is because I was going through a financial crunch, and some of the good stuff I couldn't afford. Just be plain and simple with you. If you whip in four or five pizzas for $20, I'm going to go with Papa John's pizza.
Going through a financial crunch.
Your shitty pizza is given to me because you know what I figured out about Papa John's pizza?
What?
Yes, they have shitty pizza. But that garlic butter sauce is so fire, it saves the pizza.
And also, what I judge a good pizza on, can your pizza be good in 3 days? After the initial ordering of the pizza.
Okay.
Can it be good? Is good two-day pizza. Good three-day pizza. Papa John's is only good the first day.
Here's the deal with Papa John's.
Papa John's does not reheat well. It just doesn't.
But here's what he's doing. He's blaming his shit on the NFL protest. So, all right, let's just pretend he's right. Let's pretend he's right. So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's Thursday night football, so let's cut that. Friday, Saturday. Why are they failing on those days? Because Pizza Hut is not having a problem.
They have commercials during NFL games. Domino's is not having a problem. They have commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened when Domino's was fucking up?
What?
Domino's revamped their entire menu to say like, oh shit, this is, we are fucking up.
Domino's, good 2-3 day pizza. Yes. Good 2-3 days.
Let's go Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut. I like. They kicked out the combo deals.
I like Pizza Hut crust.
Yeah. They did the, what, remember, you could pick your own crust. You could have the sriracha crunch. You could have
the actual dough, not the flavor.
No, but I'm saying they revamped the menu so you can have whatever crust you want on whatever the pizza you want.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with combo deals. Hey, fuck it. Since we're talking about Little Caesars. Little Caesars ain't the greatest in the world, but they just said, look, we're going to own up to being not the greatest, but we're going to give you these free pizzas for $5 a pop. You know?
Yeah.
You can't complain about a $5 large pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So, they corrected the problem. They saw what the problem is, and they corrected that problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Papa John's is not correcting the problem. The problem is, you got garbage-ass pizza. That's being saved by garlic butter sauce.
Garlic butter sauce.
If you can get me garlic butter sauce, and I take my ass to Hungry Howie's,
it's like,
we good.
The garlic. Here's the thing. Like me, I'm from Detroit. So, I like square pizza. I used to did not like square pizza, but now as I got older, I like Detroit style pizza, which is a square pizza. And not every pizza place does that. So, I'm very picky with pizza. Very picky. Like I say, Papa John's is like certain things with Papa John's pizza I thoroughly enjoy. I like the garlic butter sauce. I also like their bacon. Because they use like a thick sliced bacon.
Yeah.
So, I like their bacon on a pizza. But.
Is it worth buying a Papa John's pizza? You make that, you
but
made
for
that
this
decision.
Man, to sit up and blame the kneeling of athletes on your slow pizza sales, that takes some responsibility. Okay? Take some responsibility.
Look, here's what you had, and I'll be straight with you. I'll be fucking straight with you. You had a kick-ass marketing campaign. You had Peyton Manning, and you had J.J. Watt. Now, I love J.J. Watt. Peyton Manning, I'm on the fence with. I will recognize his greatness. Now, I didn't exactly root for him.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is with J.J. Watt and Peyton Manning in the last couple of years, they've been, Peyton, he retired. He ain't playing no more. So you could just cross that off the board. And you got J.J. Watt, who's been dealing with injuries. So you don't see him a lot. So when you're not seeing a guy who's advertising your shit, it's like with Derrick Rose. And I hate to put Derrick Rose in this. Derrick Rose came out with shoes, mm-hmm. Reeboks. And I think. No, excuse me, Adidas. They Adidas or Reebok?
No,
they
was Adidas.
They was Adidas. When Derrick Rose came out with those shoes and had an ankle injury,
mm-hmm.
people didn't buy the shoes because it was an ankle injury. So if you are having people in your marketing campaign that I don't see on Sunday, that's going to fuck you over. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, Papa John's, take some goddamn responsibility.
Please. I mean, like I said, If we usually we don't just buy one pizza. When we buy a pizza, we buy pizza. Pizza usually lasts about 3 days. Usually it's supposed to, because we buy enough. We don't just buy
a pizza.
Like if it was just for lunch, we're gonna get over hot and ready, even hot and ready.
But that's kind of my point.
But like I said, my biggest beef with Papa John's pizza is it does not taste good after the first day.
Papa John's, man, sit y'all ass down.
Take responsibility and sit your butt down.
Last and certainly not least, this was a sit your ass down last week. And I just want to, when I do the sit your ass downs, I don't pick on people.
Sure you don't.
But when I do a sit your ass down, a lot of people don't know this. So I break the fourth wall for the group, for the audience, for the people that's listening. People who down with Sam Show Nation. That next week, if I give you a sit your ass down, mm-hmm. I check in on you. Make sure. Hey, I don't know if my humble podcast got to you. Sometimes it does.
He said his humble podcast.
I know. I have on good authority, good sources. What's up, Adrian? Just gonna throw her out there.
Adrian who?
Not that one.
Oh, thank you.
There's another. I don't want to give her government out there. But on some sources who tell us, hey, sometimes it get to the people and they hear us, you know. Fuck, I throw Scott out there too. Scott out there. He didn't. Once again, when we give the sit your ass down, some people hear it and some people don't like it, but then they take it into account and they start changing their ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we checked in. I checked in on my man Tyrese. I gave him sit your ass down.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
So, this week on Instagram, I checked in. This is the man who said, you're going to chill with The Rock. You're going to chill with all the shit. So I guess we have to award Tyrese, sit your ass down, for not only not doing what the fuck you said you was gonna do, you was lying. Now, I'm not doing this to stroke my own ego. We have proof. Let's just go on his Instagram. This is count one. He said you're gonna stop fucking with The Rock.
I understand he's charming. I understand he's got muscles. I understand he keeps orchestrating for random 10-year-olds to wait outside of his trailer with signs that he put in their hands. I understand he uses steroids. At the end of the day, he's a man first, and I'm a man first. And we had a man-to-man, and he went back on his word. And for that, if my daughter don't matter, your daughters are not going to matter either.
Okay, Tyrese, let me break this down. First of all, you say you're going to stop beefing with The Rock. How The Rock got caught up in your daughter bullshit, that's a whole other thing. We will put a pin in that. We will revisit that shit right now. But, my man, the whole point is that you're doing too much. You need to sit your ass down. And you didn't do count one. You said this shit was over with the Fast and Furious.
But you still throwing shade though.
Stop. Just stop it. Take your L. If it is an L. I don't even know if it is an L.
It's not even an L. It's
but like, now you're going into the world of conspiracy theories saying my man doing steroids, staying your daughter or my daughter. Look, shut the fuck up. Take the L. Focus on your home life. So we scroll up on Instagram, and this is what we find.
This is all I got. This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay? I've been away from my baby for 2 months. I just want my baby. And no one's listening because no one's in the courtroom. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not doing anything illegal, but I don't want nobody. Oh my God, am I doing something illegal by doing this video? Or is this, am I protected by the First Right Amendment or the amendment?
The amendment?
Don't take my baby. I'm at $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me?
I watched this video too many times.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Speaking from a child.
How do you break this shit down?
I have never been in the middle of a custody or child support battle. So speaking, I'm a child that has, okay? If my father...
Yeah! I like your take on it.
Made a video.
I like your take on it.
I will be looking. I've seen my father tear up. I've seen him weep. I have seen my father be emotional. But Tyrese, you are acting like your skirt is showing, basically. You know when somebody say your skirt is showing? Your slip is showing, not skirt, your slip. Do you know what that means, Sam?
I know exactly what that means.
What does that mean, Sam?
Get your shit in order.
No. It means you own something.
Yeah.
If somebody say your slip is showing, coke in your nose, something like that.
No, I actually mean when your slip is showing.
No.
All right, here we go.
It's like, I'm not saying he's on something, but it's some type of chemical imbalance. It has to be because... Dude, if you're going to fight for your daughter, fight for your daughter. You know what you've done at this point when you're doing all this overly stuff. If you put it in your child that you love him or her, you're there for them. I know that, you know, we may get on Charles, but at the same time, Charles knows he's loved. And if he's away from us,
okay,
from an extended period of time, God forbid, he knows that we love him.
Let me break this down. So I like your take.
You're flying banners over her school, bringing attention to, that's for one, a child, children get embarrassed very quickly, okay?
Especially
that's embarrassing.
In the heat of all of this, before you did this shit.
So if her friends knew nothing was going on, now they're like, why is your daddy flying random airplanes over the school? And then you go on to say,
I would never want to hang out with you.
You're wearing a sweatshirt to say Shayla rocks,
which is cool.
It's beautiful. The love you have for your daughter is beautiful, but at the same time, it looks like you're trying to cover up something. Granted, at this point, as of yesterday, the case was thrown out.
I like your take on it. My take on it is way
different.
But
then you have burnt in the process of all this because you're going through something. That's what I told you. When somebody going through something, sometimes you either have to, you can say your piece about the situation and you pray for them. But sometimes you have to, either you back away or you have to go all the way in with them because you don't want them flying off the deep edge. I feel like if that was you, like Tyrese has a wife. He has a whole wife. And I feel like if you were on Instagram crying about your missing daughter or whatever, I'm just going to say you don't have no daughter, do you? That I don't know about.
No, I don't. Okay. Shit, news to me.
If you did, okay, if you had a daughter before we got together and it's a similar situation happened, I would not let you do that. And I'm not saying you need my permission to post stuff on Instagram, but I would have slapped the phone out of your hand.
I
would have tackled you to the ground like they do if somebody trying to steal something at the mall. I would literally tackle you to the ground. This is not how you get around.
I like your take on this.
Be cool. Let's pray.
Okay. That's an excellent take on that, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. Now, there's an outside take. It's like, oh, well, men can't... When can a man cry?
Okay,
it's not about that. When you did this and you posted this on Instagram, now it's up for public consumption. Congratulations. I am public. And since I am now the fucking public, I can now comment on that. If you wanted to cry, you're like, well, men can't show that they're vulnerable. No,
I think it's beautiful when men are emotional.
No, that's not the case. When you do this for public consumption, because if you want to acknowledge it or not, and quickly, you are becoming a private citizen. You are not becoming a public citizen anymore because you doing this are severing relationships.
But
and
you
the fact that you are
people, and you're attacking people.
Exactly.
Right. People that have nothing to do with whatever The Rock do, however The Rock earns his paycheck, you let that man do. You sit and you shut your mouth and you secure your bag.
Yes.
That means you ink your deal on Fast 9. 35, 412, whatever. Secure your bag. Let that man worry about his bag.
And
okay? If they do a spinoff of it,
whatever.
You should want it. That keeps more money in your pocket.
Here's what I'm doing.
God,
if I'm a director, I'm not fucking with you. Okay, you made a stand that I got to pick between The Rock and you. I'm picking The Rock. I'm picking The Rock.
You was in Transformers. You've done all of these blockbuster freaking movies.
It's the reason why they ain't calling them back, huh?
Now they looking at you like you got a chemical imbalance. I'm not saying you do or don't, but the people are not going to want to hire you because of them. You have literally, I don't know if anybody's ever blackballed themselves, but...
Yeah, we're seeing it.
When you attack a top dollar person like The Rock, who is... as paid as he is in the box office,
it's a reason people are where they are.
It is a reason why The Rock is. It's called humble. A slice of humble pie. Humble. Yes, you were roaming whoever you was in freaking Fast. Fine and dandy. But secure your bag. Don't worry about nobody else because you the one that got a Benihana in your house. You the one that got a Starbucks in your house.
Calm down.
You got a cleaner. You got Cardinals to pay. You got $13,000 a month. What more do you want? You got all of this stuff to pay. Secure your freaking bag. Let that man do his movie and then you come back, freak it out for Fast 3,000. Whatever.
Some tell you was super ready for this shit, but hold on.
Probably was.
Hold on, but
I don't have notes.
I know. You're making my job a lot easier. But remember, like I said, I check in.
Mm-hmm.
So we scroll up on this kid.
Oh, it's more? No.
And then this happened.
Contrary to what some of y'all may believe, I'm actually okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting this up to calm people down. If people are having conversations about what's going on in my personal life, my private life has always been private. Do your research. Anybody who's ever been in my life will tell you, I've never seen him cry that way. I've never seen him have a meltdown. I'm not a singer. I'm not an actor. I'm not a producer. I'm not a writer. I'm not a celebrity. I'm a father. Okay? I'm a father, baby. It's a universal thing. So please, ladies, I love y'all. Our angels wouldn't be here if it wasn't for y'all. We're clear. But this is not about men versus women. This is men versus liars. So this is my silent protest. Because when you're in the hood, you go from Chucks, and then when you become successful as a black man, then you start using the real shit, the Cohibas.
When you're in the hood, you...
Hold on, I got this one.
Black and
my... You had a whole diatribe.
Action sharp. Action sharp.
You got a hard diatribe. So let me break this down. Okay, all this stuff he named. I am not a singer. I am a producer.
I'm not a producer. He said he's not none of that stuff.
No. I want to go down his list.
Okay.
I am not a singer.
Tell me about yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
I am not a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I am a producer.
Mm-hmm.
I am not an actor. Mm-hmm. Well, technically I am, but...
You actually are.
We will find that out later on.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Hashtag, put a pin in that.
You do have a credit somewhere.
Yes, I do. All right, here we go. All the stuff you name, outside of producer, but I am also a father
mm-hmm.
and a podcaster, because I am company man. And I am a husband. And I, as much fault as I can find in that, when you talk about something, I'm okay, I'm this, that, and the third, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a cigar smoker. Now, he says wearing Chucks, that's more your neighborhood than mine, but let me explain. He said when you're in the hood, you wear Chucks. Let me tell you something about Cohibas. Cohibas are excellent, and I have no problem with Cohibas. However, that's not baller status.
It's not.
The ones I got that I'm smoking right now.
Was it a brand Cohiba, the black with the red writing?
Yes, that's
what,
a brand.
They like... What are they, between
7
and like
15? No, 7 and 15, depending on what type you buy. That's not baller status. Now, the ones I have, that's all the way in the back. Not the Cubans. Excuse me. Sorry. The alleged, not the real ones. They're fake. Air quotes. And
the New Mexicos.
Yeah, there we go.
The New Mexicos.
But I also have the Leonas. The Leonas is what ballers wear, because the only people who get those are ex-presidents. Hmm. Sound like a ball to me, right?
I would say so.
If I go to... I know a guy. Fuck it. Hill and Hill, Grosse Pointe, Michigan. What's up? I give him a shout out. That's where I got mine. Ex-presidents smoke these. Current... Fuck it. I don't know if our current president smokes them. And I know 44 has one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he made that promise to Michelle that he couldn't, you know, be smoking. So who knows? My man, you kick out cigars in response to you having a meltdown, and you had a meltdown. You going through some shit.
Yes.
You can have meltdown, but the problem is when you post it.
When you on social phone, media, mid meltdown, it becomes disingenuous.
Now it's no. Even if it was genuous, it's subject to public. Even if it is genuine.
Thank you.
You said disingenuous after. Even if it is for real, you put on social media. Now it's up for public consumption, and you talk about like, oh, I'm a private person. Not in that moment. You fucked up.
You kind of handed over your...
You handed over your privacy for sympathy.
I feel like I told you. I feel like, again, it becomes disingenuous when people pick up their phones in the middle of personal crisis to vlog it. You know, it you like you.
If you you know what you know what he, like I would
acting at
I
point.
Would have given him a slide if he was on a reality
TV
show.
How long have
show.
We spent on Tyrese at this point?
I don't care. I just I really want I want this brother to hear this.
Even a reality TV show was like
no, but hear me out. If it's a reality TV show, right?
Mm-hmm.
You caught me in the moment. I didn't make the choice to air that. You know what I'm saying? Someone else made that choice, and I continue to scroll up.
There's more.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
All right, y'all. I'm on my way to court, and I'm just going to ask for y'all to pray for me and my daughter. For everybody that's been reaching out, I had to change my number because it was just so much toxic, negative energy. When God puts a purpose over your life and he sends you a message, you cannot get caught up in sheep. You cannot get caught up in what everybody's got to say about the choices that you are making to the benefit of your family. And all of the men and my brothers and my family, I love you and I appreciate you, but I want you to remember one thing, one simple thing. As you're calling me to tell me to chill out, as you're calling me and calling everybody who knows me, yo, kill him, get him off the internet, he's killing himself. Just remember, my nigga, you still got your kids playing in the background. So it's very easy for you to judge somebody when your circumstances ain't mine.
Now, to a part of that, I agree with.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
A part of that. But I agree with the people calling you. If this is a private matter, stay your ass off the internet. Make sense?
Yes.
It's true on both sides. Oh, you have your kids to play. Look, we get it. At this point, it's almost like you're doing it for show.
You're doing it for the sympathy.
You love your daughter.
And when somebody call a check on you.
We checking on you because you want some other shit.
Yeah.
I love my son. But I'm not finna break the internet trying to prove it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to handle my business. And if I'm, like I said last week, if I got one of them shark lawyers on the opposing side seeing me do all this crazy shit, yeah, I'm going to bring that up. However, you know what?
Everybody handles grief differently. And that is a moment of grief, you know, okay. Not knowing when you're going to see your child again, being allegedly lied on, because I don't know the truth, I'm not in the situation, but that is emotional, that's emotional drain, that is a lot of stuff that's sending you into those tailspins. A lot of people handle grief differently. You cannot tell somebody how to grieve over a situation.
I can't.
You cannot tell somebody how to feel.
So I can't.
On that, I sympathize with him. But at the same time, you out here looking chemically imbalanced.
My man, you can't stunt in one thing and then come back and say you all together in another. You know what? I don't shut up.
Because if I'm the new wife,
you know what?
I'm looking
at you. Hold on. Let me break this down. With him, because I'm a man, last time I checked, I'm still a man, I'm going to pass this over. I want him to hear this, because I don't hand this off to a very, because he loves ladies, I don't hand this off to a lady who gave a, who will not do our podcast, who the fuck am I kidding, but gave a very, very, very good letter, good note. It'd almost make me feel like this person would do the podcast, even though I know it's a total no. Made me feel comfortable in the rejection. This is the most comfortable I've felt in the rejection I ever felt. About social media and how you use social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hand this over to a special message for our hopeful. I want to say soon to be, but I'm praying at this point. Guest, Michelle Obama. Michelle, take it away.
Hey, Mixcraft is in trial mode.
Oh,
after the trial.
Wrong button. That's the wrong button. That was the Mixcraft button because you don't play that one, you know?
I got you.
All right, let's try it again. Michelle Obama.
when you have a voice, you know, you just can't use it any kind of way. Mm-hmm. You can't just say what's that. This whole tell it like it is business, that's nonsense. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't just say what's on your mind. You don't tweet every thought. Most of your first initial thoughts are not worthy of the light of day.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm talking about us all. Tweeting and social media, that is a powerful weapon.
It is.
You need to think and spell it right and have good grammar, too.
Yes.
At this level, you see how much words matter. But the truth of how much words matter is true for each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. So you can't just slash and burn up folks just because you think you're right.
All right. Now, granted, she was talking about someone else.
Sure.
But she made a pretty good point. Be responsible in what you put out because you are a public figure. Your words have power.
And even if you're not a public figure.
It's not just that. You're wondering why people are coming at you and doing these things. Yes, you are going through something, and it sucks. I will be the first one to say, I don't know what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But my man, if you want to stay a private person, you can't bitch when you do stuff in public.
Nope.
So, for me, for you, your daughter, her friends, everyone, the judge at this point, Tyrese, I said it last week, gonna say it this week. Sit your ass down.
All right.
That's pretty much what I got this week. Tyrese just took it out of me. Because
you tired now?
I really am. I am physically tired dealing with his ass.
All right.
Here's what we're gonna do. We'll end this podcast. I'm done for the night. I'm done for the night. So as always, you can hit up the podcast. You can hit us up at samshownation.com. Your home, your ground zero for everything revolving around Just Talking With Sam podcast. You can hit me up social media, Facebook and Instagram, Just Talking With Sam, no G in talking, Just Talking With Sam. Twitter, you can talk to me directly at SamShow11. And I will see you guys next week. Peace out.
Peace.